Shalom Ravach, we continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shar Tvuna Perig Yud, in Shem 195. The Chavetz Chaim is focusing on the topic of Bitochen, trust in Hashem. And he gave a mashal, we spoke about this yesterday, of a king who is the ruler of hundreds and hundreds of countries. And the point of the mashal is for us to mechazik ourselves and not be concerned, will Hashem take care of little me? Yes, Hashem will take care of all of us. And in the mashal, the king who has authority over hundreds and hundreds of countries, he hears about a few people who are rebelling against him for whatever crazy reason. And his men go and they capture those people and they put him in jail until the judges will take care of the situation. While the king was strolling back and forth in his garden, he hears the voice of this beautiful, sweet-sounding bird. And he goes to find it in his garden, in his vineyard. And he notices not only does the bird have a sweet-sounding voice, but the bird is so extremely beautiful as well. The appearance of this bird is just phenomenal. Sometimes you see these birds, they're just unbelievable. I have a bird like this sometimes. It comes in the back, my backyard. And I just sit there at my window. I'm looking at the beauty Hashem created this bird. And the king commands that this bird be brought to his chambers. On the way, bringing this bird to the chambers, a sochel, a fool, a tipish, he starts telling the bird, oh, you know, I heard that there were a few people rebelling against the king. I just don't know if the king's going to be able to give you those little kernels anymore to feed you. You're going to be in such a tough, difficult situation. This is what the sochel, the fool, is telling this bird. King's man, his servant, replies back, what kind of tippish are you? We're talking about a king who has the authority, the power over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of countries? And he won't have a few grains of kernels to feed the little bird? That's the mashal. The nimshal is moving me'ilov. We can understand the nimshal right away. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Kein ha'davar mamish b'nyaneinu, so too by us. Bekal v'chaymer elif alofim kishin esbayin heitiv. The same thing by us. It's a kal v'chaymer millions of times over. If we really understand the situation properly, v'hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es ha'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. Shu olam hagashmi v'olam ha'elyon. What's this world? This physical world and the upper realms as well. V'yadua, and we all know, Shiboilum Elyon Nichlolim Oilomois Harbe Kimat Ein Ad Ein Shir, that in the upper realms, Oilom Elyonois, there are multitudes of worlds beyond our ability to count them. Ach Bederech Klal Nechshavim by Gimel Oilomois. Generally speaking, they're divided up into three main sections. But what the Chavetz Chaim here is telling us is there are much more worlds than that. Echad oilam ha'yitzira, v'oilam ha'malachim. The first world is the oilam ha'yitzira, which is where the malachim are. V'olav oilam ha'briya, and above the malachim is the oilam ha'briya. V'al kulam oilam ha'tzilus shesham hu'atzilus kudsha brichu. And on top level is what's referred to as oilam ha'tzilus. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyochel, rests over there. In these three worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oid Matzilus above that. Shazeh Amar HaKosuv, and this the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol HaNikru V'Shmi, whoever is called by my name, that's referring to Oid Matzilus, Lichvaydi Barasiv, that's Oid HaBriya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is, Yitzartiv hu oilam ha-yitzira, shesham hu chayus ha-kodesh, the malachim, the ministering angels, shero Yechezkel ha-Navi, that's what Yechezkel ha-Navi saw. It's a very esoteric topic here. Af ha-sisiv hu oilam ha-zeh v'chol ha-galgalim, this is this world, and all of the gilgulim, by the way, in the Pelayoyitz shir, the next topic after Golos is that of Gilgul. Okay, so people like to, like, the eyes perk up a little more, like we just saw over here, antennas shoot up when you hear the word Gilgul. Oh, Gilgul, Gilgul. So here, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us in this pasuk, Afasisiv is referring to Olam Hazeh, that everything is alive on earth now, and whatever life will be born in the future, which is referring to Gilgulim as well. V'yadua, we also know, She'olam hazeh v'chol galgolov, who ke'ayin v'efes neger olam hayetzira, that this world and all of the life combined is absolutely nothing in comparison to olam hayetzira up above. Ki yesh boi kitos malachim har b'yad ein shir. There are innumerable groups of malachim beyond comprehension. And in each group of malachim, there are too many to count. As it says in Daniel, Elif alfin yisham shunei, verubai revavon kadmai yikumun, which is what we say actually also similar words in the Yom Narayim davening, Habalun Latoivu. 1,000 thousands, which is 1 million, serve him, and myriads, hundreds of millions, stand before him. Amru Chazal, Mar Tazan Chagigo, Shekol Zehu Bevas Achas Lakita Yisei Mispar. This is referring to, Mar Chagigo Daf Yud Gimel Beis tells us, this refers to one group of malachim. One group of malachim. The Chavetz Chaim, what he's doing, he's building up for us in our small brains, and we're not putting anyone down, but comparatively speaking, to the vastness, to the greatness, unfathomable worlds of Hashem, beyond comprehension, the Chavetz Chaim wants us to realize, to whatever degree we can, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Will Hashem not give us garinim? Will Hashem not give us the seeds we need, the parnasa we need? K'moisha Amar says, Hayesh mispar legedudov. As it says in Eoiv, is there a way to count all of the battalions? Yisav Atondi Velio. Listen to this now, Atondi Velio. She'arba meyes v'tishim eshisha alofim revovo is malach eshoas makdishin shmoy shagosh boruchu tamid. There are 496,000 ten thousands, which the number comes out to basically almost 5 billion malachim constantly sanctifying Hashem's name. We don't know what this number means, 5 billion. We have no comprehension. Mi'etzias hachama v'atshkiyoso oimen kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. From the time the sun rises until the sun sets, from sunrise to sunsets, the malachim are saying kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. And one might ask, well, what's going on over there? That's beyond my comprehension. And from sunrise, from sunset to sunrise, they're saying baruch kevoid machus le'olam vayed. Now, the Chavetz Chaim continues in giving us a picture for whatever we can relate to, of elaborating on the vastness and the greatness of Hashem's creations. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we can continue on that point next time.